to a talk with mom with host Pam McPhee and Marbelle. Join us now for another cozy visit with stories and life lessons to tell.
What?
Here is your host, Pam McPhee.
Hi, welcome to A Talk with Mom. I am so excited to launch my first ever podcast, and I want to give you a little bit of background about what we're doing here. So me and my mom had the thrill of our lives when I surprised mom with wads of cash for a chair that I unexpectedly sold for a great deal of money. You can go to TikTok, Kelowna Pam, and watch that video. It's had 38 million views, which is crazy. And I have had this idea that recording my conversations with mom would be a great keepsake for me. But when I read all the comments, I thought, you know what? There's an audience out there that really misses having that connection with a senior in their life, or misses their parent or grandparent, or would be amused and entertained by hearing mom stories or our interactions. And some of them are entertaining. Man, if I could figure out how to show you some of our texts, they're awesome. I'll figure it out. So technically, forgive any mistakes. This is my first podcast, but I am so excited to finally be bringing to you A Talk with Mom. And in future episodes, I want to not only have my 91-year-old mom, who's awesome, but bring in some other moms of influence that might be of interest to you for the stories that they have to share and the information they have that might help you connect with that role in our lives. It's a great opportunity to make some connection with some of you, and as you'll hear from my mom, to spark some joy in people's lives. So here we go. I'm going to bring mom in. Welcome to A Talk with Mom.
Hey, welcome, Mama Belle. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm excited to have you here. I know we've been trying to get this podcast up and going, and here we are podcasting. Yay. I don't know. We might be the only mother, daughter, 91 and 50 something year old podcast team out there. So what a lucky world it is.
I guess it's lucky if we could provide some ideas.
What?
I'm just getting ready for Christmas. I've set up part of the tree, not quite finished yet. And as I was decorating my tree, I just thought, hey, I think maybe we have a few ideas we could pass on regard to Christmas.
Yeah, let's talk about that for sure. Since this is our first episode, can we just chat for a minute about how this even came to be? Because of that crazy video where I surprised you with the wads of cash that has now gotten, I don't think I gave you the latest number, but 38 million views.
I just find that hard to believe. Especially, maybe I've mentioned this before, the population of Canada is 40 million.
Yeah, isn't that something?
If there's a message of joy that we can spread, let's do it, Pam.
Well, that's kind of sweet. And we have people commenting all the way from South Africa. Did you know that? Hello to you from Denmark. Yeah, and they're absolutely loving seeing our Canadian money.
Oh, yeah. I've got my Canadian money right beside me.
Oh. You didn't put it in the bank yet? Oh, my God. Everybody can figure out where you live.
I just have so much fun every time I open that drawer. And I think about how many times I can have the cleaning lady now, or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Do you have any plans for your windfall?
Well, I have some plans, but I haven't put them into effect yet. And one would be to provide a dinner for the homeless. And it's a very easy way to contribute. For $2.70, you can feed one homeless person. So I could feed a hall full.
Well, that's nice. Wow.
So, or anyway, I know that I would, in my heart, feel good about sharing some of these funds to provide a happier Christmas for someone.
Well, that's nice. That's good. And it's nice, too, because it covered a big part of our project of cleaning your basement. So, you know, unfortunately, it costs you money to get stuff, but it also costs you money to get rid of stuff. So it's kind of ironic.
Just thinking that the way you cleared my basement, I could have a bowling alley down there.
Well, you could. But it's good because now you are got it all organized. And, you know, when you get down to it, we really don't need that much stuff, right? Like, there's a lot of stuff there that made a lot of other people super happy, which is nice.
And that's another way of thinking of it, especially that one chair that was a swivel chair. And I knocked my knees on it walking by it, and little did I know that if I sold it, I could provide happiness for others. And besides, that swivel chair, when I got on it or in it, I thought I might not get out.
That's true. So for $1,000, that was a good trade. Good trade. I know people are saying, oh, it was worth $400,000. And I don't know, like, how would you feel if you found out the chair was worth a lot more money?
Well, I think I'd feel like some of the founders of Microsoft. I was reading about a founder of Microsoft who sold his shares for $80-some, it seems to me. Anyway, if somehow in my life I'm bringing joy to others, that would be my purpose.
Well, I think it's actually, you know, the gentleman who bought it was so nice and forthright and honest and offered as much as he wanted to pay for it. And that was the best offer that we got. So that's kind of the market value in my mind. You know, if it had been something we wanted to sit on forever and ever and find the buyer who's willing to pay top buck. But I had 2 days to clean the basement. So that was pretty fantastic. You know, what is sad, though, is that little side table that we sold, that you had said John had put the coffee table and the other side table out to the curb a few years ago.
Yeah, I'll have to remind him of that. And yeah. I went out and grabbed it again. And maybe that's a note for seniors. Just keep an eye on your kids when they come, because things might disappear.
Well,
anyway,
if you're lucky, they disappear, because that was 3 days of backbreaking work to clean that basement. Oh, so
I so appreciate it. And I know that I
have
not done it. And on the whole, when I review the incident, I think it was a win-win for all of us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think that's honestly one of the reasons why it's kind of karma that the video went so viral and it kind of sparked me, you know, people enjoying seeing you. I had this idea for this podcast quite a few months ago and it just sort of gave me the prod to go ahead and do it. So, it, you know, that's kind of a fun component for sure. And I think that if anybody hasn't seen the chairs yet, make sure you go on my TikTok account, because I have posted, well, a couple videos now. I did one fun video where I show everything I sold on Facebook Marketplace in 2 days, which was crazy. And then I did another video to show just the two chairs. So it would be so exciting, Mom, if we heard from somebody who said that they actually had similar chairs. And thanks to this video and thanks to you, they actually got a big payday that they weren't expecting. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I never even considered that.
Yeah. Well, people were asking me to post pictures of the chair, and I, you know, social media can be kind of critical. So I was scared. All they want to do is tell me how I ripped you off by not selling the chairs for enough or something. But as I thought about it, people were saying, I'm searching my house looking for these chairs. What do they look like? So, and then I thought, wow, well, if somebody actually does have these chairs. And honestly, I think it has sparked a few things because my husband Warren's parents, they had a teak couch in their garage. They actually imported an entire, seacan from Denmark in the 1970s, full of teak furniture.
You're
kidding. And, oh, so they just listed their couch for $2,800 on Facebook Marketplace. And it was literally standing on end in the back corner of part of their barn. Yeah. So anyway, they're going to turn a corner piece of storage into $3,000. That would be awesome. I don't think they've got any bites yet, but oh well. Maybe it'll increase their budget for Christmas. Anyway, I think it's kind of nice that we might have inspired some of that. So speaking of Christmas, you said you're getting ready. You've got your tree partly set up. You know what I'm doing today?
Right.
I'm doing home for the holidays.
Oh, that's such a lovely thing to do for Christmas.
Oh, so I live in Kelowna, BC, and they have this event every year. It raises money for the Hospice Association. Could there even be a better cause? I don't think so. And this year, there's 6 homes that decorate themselves for Christmas, and you buy a ticket. All the money goes to hospice, and you get to tour people's homes to see all their Christmas decorations. So today's podcast is going to be cut a little short because I'm going to that. So I'm very excited about it. It's my favorite event that we have in the Okanagan, hands down.
I remember going to a tour with you and it was so much fun and so many different creative ideas, modern and Western. And
yeah,
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I remember I flew you out specially for it because it's such a cool idea. I'm sure other cities have it too, but oh my gosh. Oh, can you imagine if we actually went to another city and saw theirs? Ooh, I would love it. But anyway.
That'd be a nice Christmas gift actually for someone.
Yeah, that would. That would. So some of our listeners might not know, Mom, that you're an author. You since retirement, that's been one of your hobbies, is self-publishing your books, which I'm trying to figure out how to get onto Amazon. So we'll have your ebooks available soon. And one of the books that you've written is called Gifts from the Heart.
Oh, it's Gifts from a Loving Heart.
Oh, Gifts from My Loving Heart or A Loving Heart?
My Loving Heart.
A Loving Heart, right. And yeah, and then there's the book that I am featured on the cover of, Spice Up Your Life, which might have different connotations to some people, but it's an awesome book. Yeah.
We won't go that route.
So anyway, do you want to talk a little bit about any messages that you have from Gifts from a Loving Heart to keep in mind for Christmas time?
Yes, there's one I was thinking of, and that was when I was writing my book, I had a chapter on seniors. And when I visited a senior management residence, the senior manager said that the residents really look forward to Christmas cards because there's a message inside. But they're always so disappointed if there's just season greetings and someone signs their name. So for those who might be watching our podcast, this is a reminder, drop that senior Christmas card and write a few interesting items. I just thought that was interesting to do.
That is a really, really good point. I never really thought about that specifically. I know I have friends who they say they love a gift, but they really love the card. And if you haven't taken the time to give a card with the gift, they kind of feel like it's half a gift, which I think is really interesting. I know for me, I hate spending $7 or $8 on a greeting card nowadays. So sometimes I do find that a little bit hard, but it's probably the personal message in it is what you're saying that really means something. Yeah. You know what that makes me think of, Mom? Your friends, Jean and Ferg in Penticton, maybe we should try to have them come for Christmas.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that would be absolutely wonderful. Especially since their family is farther away from them. But I was thinking of another idea. Do you remember when you sent Grandma Degella a Christmas box?
Yeah, actually, I forgot about that.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. So,
yeah, you know what that was? That was actually totally forgot about that. It was a box. I bought her a pretty box for Christmas and included some letters in it. And I promised her that throughout the year I would write her postcards, letters, or messages, and that she could keep them in this little box. And that was my gift for her. So yeah, I think she enjoyed it. That was a good one, you know, and she was in a home at the time. So, you know, it's tough to find gifts for her. Wow. Hey, you got a good memory.
When I was telling my friend about this idea that you had, and he said, oh, I did something similar. And my friend at that time was doing a lot of traveling. So what he did for his grandmother is he gave his grandmother an Alberta map and some pins. And as he would travel each week, he tried to send her a postcard from wherever he happened to be. So if he'd been at Vegreville, he'd send a postcard with the Easter egg. Or if he went to St. Paul, he'd send a postcard with the aliens that were going to arrive or whatever.
Yeah.
That was so interesting. Then as I started thinking about Christmas, I realized I have another friend who did something different. She did a lot of traveling, and she said every time she traveled to Mexico or whatever, she'd bring home her family T-shirts from Mexico. So she thought, why not have that as a theme for Christmas? So for her Christmas, she'd have a Mexican theme, and everyone would wear their T-shirt she brought them.
Oh, that's cute. That's a good idea. Yeah. Oh, I love that. My girlfriends, I have this great group of girlfriends, and a few years ago, someone had this great idea that we exchange favorite things. So it's a $25 limit, and we actually buy for each of, there's five of us in the group, so we buy four gifts. And then for $25, you give something that was one of your favorite things from the year. So, oh my gosh, do I ever enjoy that. It's so fun seeing what other people found to be their favorite things. And I love trying to think cleverly of what my $25 favorite thing would be. So
that's such a good idea.
Yeah, it's really fun. And it's so fun to get like four presents too for your girlfriends because it's such a surprise. And it's easy because you buy the same thing, right? So I buy four of something. Yeah, last year I did. In Canada, we don't have Trader Joe's. I know we suffer terribly up here without Trader Joe's. But Trader Joe's is one of my favorite things, the grocery store in the U.S., so when I was there, I bought them a collection of my favorite things from Trader Joe's, which was such a treat for them because you can't get those things here. So that was really fun. And then the year before, my gift was, I'm so addicted to these headphones that are in an eye mask. So it's an eye mask with headphones in my ears. So I listen to podcasts and music or whatever when I'm trying to fall asleep or meditations. So I shared that gift with them, and they had never even heard of such a thing. So that was really, really fun. And they've given us some great ones too. Some things that I would never really buy on my own, but ended up absolutely loving. So it's been a fun one for sure. for sure.
Well, I think you're helping the economy as well.
Well, a little bit. It's $100. It's
not... Whatever. But I wouldn't mind mentioning one gift that I found very heartwarming, and that was writing a love letter. And I know of a mother who wrote a love letter to each of her kids and put it in their stocking. So Christmas morning, they each got a love letter on why the mother particularly enjoyed the qualities in each of her kids.
Aw. Wow, maybe that should be your next book. You could write me a book about how much you love all the qualities of your fifth child.
Yeah, there's some interesting information on the order of the children.
A book for the fourth child. Well, that could just be a post-it note.
We'll leave it at that.
Sorry, John. Sorry, John. Oh, well. All right, Mom. I think I'm actually, we're almost a 20-minute chat already, which was fun and good. And hopefully we'll get a chance to do another one before Christmas. I think I'm going to actually publish this one. We're going to go live with the Talk with Mom podcast. Anything that you would like to leave the listeners with for a message about things to tune in for next time, things you'd love to talk about on this amazing platform?
I think I'd like to talk about Christmas again, because we still have time, and Christmas is such a time of love and heartwarming sharing and experiences and so on. So, okay. Thanks for coming, Pam.
Bye-bye. Okay. Bye. That was my talk with Mom. Love ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.